Let's check in with our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, ahead of today's cabinet meeting. And indeed, the issue to do with refugees and the increase in the number of people seeking asylum here, Paul, and the impact the war in Ukraine has had on refugee accommodation here. That's an issue because Ireland is going to have to pay the EU, doesn't it, for failing to house all of those people who've sought shelter here.
Yeah, we signed up to what's known as the Voluntary Solidarity Mechanism last year. And this is a bid to try and help member states, particularly along the Mediterranean coastline, who are having to deal with an awful lot of new arrivals, for example, and people being brought to Europe as a result of search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. The idea was that there would be some form of EU solidarity on that from member states who live far away from those external borders. And so Ireland agreed that it was going to accept 350 people who were seeking international protection. But due to what's described as unforeseen increases in the number of people coming to Ireland, that's both from the Ukraine, but also international protection applications, the two ministers who have the responsibility for this, Justice Minister Helen McEntee and Integration Minister Roger O'Gorman, have decided that what should happen, and they're going to bring this proposal to Cabinet today, is that Ireland will make a contribution of €1.5 million rather than admit those people seeking international protection. So that's the plan they have for this year. That's the plan they have for now. But obviously it's open to the state if the accommodation situation changes that they could revert to the original idea of accepting people in future years.
And the key questions before Cabinet today, they involve, of course, the Budget Balancing Act, don't they? We'll be hearing from Finance Minister Michael McGrath later in the programme about this. What's happening at Cabinet about budgetary matters?
The budget issue is certainly hanging around the room, but there isn't any specific proposal on it. And as you say, the Finance Minister himself is over at a meeting in Paris. But they do have to make some form of decisions in the coming weeks and months about what they want to do. We know that from the programme for government, the government has already decided that it wants to introduce some tax cuts, so that's going to take up an amount of money. But the question is, how much do you spend on trying to ease pressures on people, whether it's mortgage rate increases, cost of living, price rises, things like that, when you've got the Fiscal Advisory Council and the European Central Bank warning against such supports. And the reason they're doing that is they're saying is that that can add to inflation, which will only perpetuate and extend the difficulties that people are facing. So it's a real difficult one. And the reason is that we know that the Exchequer is awash with cash as a result of corporate tax receipts. And many in the public will be asking, well, why can't you help us now? So it is a dilemma for government, but no specific decisions on that one just yet.
And Health Minister Donnelly, a focus on his department at Cabinet, the EU Pfizer deal, and also the overrun. Already it seems there's an overrun, is there, in the Department of Health's budget?
Yeah, I mean, people would be used to overspends in the Department of Health, and it appears in the first quarter of this year there's another problem, and that's being put down to what's described as significantly higher demand for services, and that includes emergency department admissions, inpatient and day cases, as well as inflation and pay pressure. So as we understand it, the Health Minister is going to say that some efforts are being made to try and limit that. So they're going to reduce the amount of management and administration recruitment for the remainder of the year and hope that that will sort of put a dent in it. But anyone who's been watching health spending over the past number of years has gotten used to the fact that there is overspend in the department. So one to watch because it's happening so early in the year. And the other thing, as you said, is the European Commission has negotiated a deal with BioNTech Pfizer in relation to COVID-19 vaccines. And because the situation with COVID has decreased, what they've been able to do is to effectively rearrange the purchase order so that they will be able to accept the vaccine over the next 4 years rather than having to take all of the vaccine in 2023. And they say this is not just a cost issue, but it's also going to assist them that if there are new variants which happen to emerge in the future, then the new vaccines will take account of that as well.
Okay, Paul, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.